This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday morning to you. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com for the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there's no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well, coming up a little bit later in the program. We'll do our Klaus quiz question of the week. Right now, though, in studio, we have CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well.
Great to see you. Malia, how are you this
Excellent.
Morning?
August is here.
Isn't that weird how
and
fast?
And we have a long summer ahead still, right?
Yes, we do. Don't get down, people. I know a lot of us thinking, oh, it's already over.
No.
Back to school shopping, all that fun stuff. So we got a lot of stuff to get to this morning. We're going to be talking Social Security, always a very popular topic. Don't forget, we have our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial here to help you. If you have questions for them, we'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. You can also, of course, find Klaus Financial online at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. And, of course, that's also the number you call to answer the quiz question of the week a little bit later in the program. And before we get rolling on this week's topic, let's look back at last week's topic and the question, the Klaus quiz question of the week. What was that as well as the answer?
Yeah, so thanks to everyone for listening last week. We had a lot of callers, and a congratulations shout out to our winner. Was Janet from DeForest, so congratulations to her. Our question last week was, how much can you contribute to a Roth 401k in 2018 if you're under 50 years old? And the answer to that was $18,500. So hopefully Sean listened and wrote that down for himself.
I darn right I did. I take notes each and every week.
I know you do.
And of course, we'll do another Klaus quiz question week this week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Home Depot. So listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week comes up during the program. As mentioned, we're going to be talking Social Security, and let's talk about kind of understanding how Social Security, that benefit, is calculated and kind of where we get to that number. What do people need to know there?
Yes, we consistently come back to this topic primarily because we get a lot of calls and questions throughout the week as people come to visit with us or even on the show. So I do want to reiterate, please call in if you have questions. We actually love being on the show and having people call in because occasionally we get a humdinger that stumps us. So call in. But yes, some interesting facts about Social Security. And first things first being, where do I go to see my benefit? Because, hey, CJ and Malia, I used to get these statements in the mail and I haven't seen one for a while. We hear this quite often. And they must be backlogged, right? That's what we hear. And no, Social Security has actually stopped sending them to most people, at least through the mail, which, as you can imagine, you know, tens of millions of people, mailing that out is pretty expensive. So now they've posted a really great website. It's ssa.gov. Again, ssa.gov. And it is a wonderful resource. If you set up a login there, you can view your benefit at any time, your earnings record. As soon as you file your taxes, you can go in and make sure that they apply your income correctly for Social Security benefits. And listen, I've said this before, we don't say a lot of things positive about government websites typically or Social Security websites, and yet we really like this resource. It's a really great website. And of course, everybody wants to know when they get to draw this benefit. So as a reminder, the earliest you can draw is 62. Unless you're a widow, widow's benefits begin at 60. And then there's some other minor exceptions if your father dies and you're under the age of 18, yada, yada. We're not going to go into that today. But 62 is the earliest you can typically draw on your own record, but that's not your full retirement age benefit. So we've talked a lot about this on this show. Your full retirement age for anybody born between 1943 to 1954, your full retirement age is 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 and some number of months. And then if you're born 1960 or later, which includes me, by the way, then your retirement age, your full retirement age, as known as FRA, is 67. So important things to be aware of, because your FRA indicates whether or not you can be earning income while also drawing Social Security. So again, go listen to some of our other previous shows to get more information on that. But if you do draw at 62, if you choose to draw early, you're only going to get about 75% of what your FRA would be. Again, if you draw at 62, it'll be about 75% of what your FRA would be. And some people go, ah, they're stealing from me. Not really. I mean, you're drawing, you know, 48 months early, right? So you're going to get 4 years of income that you wouldn't have had if you had waited to 66. And then, yes, it'll be a higher benefit at 66, but you're going to have to catch up. So, by the way, go Google break-even points on Social Security withdrawals, and you'll see what this whole topic is about. And then interesting fact to note is that based on a study from 2013 by Center for Research at Boston College, at least 60% of retirees sign up for benefits before reaching their full retirement age. If Malia and I could have an aggregate impact on our listeners, it would be we hope you wait longer on average. Let me repeat that. If we're going to have an aggregate impact on our listeners, it would be we hope you learn more about this Social Security benefit and wait a little bit longer. Many people jump at the benefit too early, in our opinions.
Mm-hmm. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial this morning. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. Our telephone number, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You also give us a call, 877-235-1310. That's toll free. Don't forget Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. And of course, we'll be doing the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later in the program, so you're definitely going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Let's continue talking about Social Security, and I think another big question people often have is, how the heck does, where does this number come from? How is that payment and that benefit determined?
That's a great question, and you know, people get really concerned about this. They want to know how they can change their benefit and make it larger. And we were talking about this yesterday during an advisor meeting. The largest benefit that you can, that's even available to be collected at this point in 2018, is in the $2,300 range for people today. The average is $1,300. Average American collects in Social Security. So what Social Security does with their formula currently, and the formula, I mean, we can tell you everything today as it is stands today, but things are always up for change. Let's just start there. Today, Social Security looks at your lifetime earnings, and what they're doing is they're adjusting them for inflation, and they're calculating your averaged indexed monthly earnings during the highest 35 years of your employment to determine your benefit. And so one thing that people don't know is that they can adjust for cost of living adjustments and beginning with the year you reach 62. So even if you're not getting benefits until your full retirement age, which is 70, cost of living increases can continue to grow your benefit, which is a good thing. Now, the cost of living isn't a guaranteed thing. So, you know, last couple years we've seen some incremental increases. People are like, oh, yay, I got two extra dollars. Medicare seems to take that back quickly as well, so people don't see an overall change. But it is applied. Unlike pensions, we don't see cost of living increases with pensions. We do with Social Security. So when you delay your retirement age past your full retirement age, we've talked on here many times about delayed retirement credits, DRCs. And again, as CJ said, we can start taking Social Security as early as 62. Full retirement age is 66. Or 67, but if you're waiting past that up until age 70, those percentages increase your benefit by 8%. So possibly 24%, 8%, 8%, 8% if you're waiting from 67 to 70. And it's a nice thing to see that benefit greatly increase. But one thing we like to remind people is that generally we do not see any reason why you would wait past the age of 70 to start collecting your benefit. People think it will continue to increase past that, and it does not. We are not former workers of Social Security, so we would say you should always go to Social Security, sit down with someone, and see what your benefits are going to look like. We have a lot of knowledge about this, but some of these situations are convoluted. You want to make sure you're talking to the professionals when you're figuring out your final benefits.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia or CJ, now's the time to call. Give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637, and online at klossfinancial.com. It's interesting, too, by the way, you're mentioning the cost of living increases. I had never heard of those until they went to next to nothing, and then all of a sudden, that's all I ever heard of.
Right, it's funny
how people don't really talk much about when it's going up the way you like it. When it starts to slow down or stop, then we start to take notice those things. Your opportunity to ask some questions of our retirement planning professionals. We'll get you on the air right now at 321-1310. Toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue to break down Social Security and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial are in studio this morning. If you have questions, we'll get you right on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free at 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website. A lot of information about Kloss Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. It also includes a link to the podcast, the most recent one. If for some reason, obviously in the mornings, we got some stuff going on. Sometimes you might miss part of the show. Maybe you're in the middle of hearing something and then you got to step out of the car. Great opportunity to get caught up on the program. Simply get to klossfinancial.com. Sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter and stay current. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. And again, hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll be doing our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning about Social Security, something with so many questions. As CJ pointed out earlier, we've talked a couple of times about Social Security in the past, and it always elicits a lot of questions. Real quick, before we talk about credits, Malia, you had mentioned pension in the last segment. There's I see WEP, and I think, oh, that is wireless encryption protocol, and that is
okay.
It has nothing to do with the internet. That's something else, right?
Right. Yeah. So important to know, and that's why I like to refer to the specialists. Visit your local Social Security office, and preferably make an appointment before you go, because you might be waiting a while. But if you're a government worker with a pension, there is a different formula that may be applied to your average indexed monthly earnings, and that would be called the windfall elimination provision, WEP, and that could affect your benefits. So a lot of times we'll see this happen with people who have spent some time teaching and how that's going to affect their final formula. Perhaps if there was a divorce and they're going to look at some of those how that's going to affect their own benefits with regards to if the spouse had some of that or not. So keep that in mind.
Fantastic information. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, we'll get you on the air right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. The big question I think a lot of people have with Social Security is, what do I need to do? How do we qualify to get Social Security? They work on credits, don't they?
They do work on credits, but I'm going to do something that Malia hates, which is go off script for a minute.
No way, really?
I'm going to go off script for a minute because we've actually had some questions from callers come in off of Social Security, and they've asked a couple of really good, intricate questions that are relevant to a couple of things we were just talking about. One being, hey, I don't want to draw at age 70 because I'm still working.
Oh, yeah.
And if I draw at 70, then that 35-year average you were talking about doesn't apply anymore and I can't get any increases. That's false. You can be drawing at age 70, still working, because there's no offset at that point because you're over your FRA, and they're still calculating your 35-year average, and if that goes up, it can actually benefit you above and beyond your COLA. COLA, the cost of living adjustment, is whether you're working or not, but you could get an increase above and beyond the COLA if you're still working and it's bringing up your average. Another one that we get occasionally is, oh, I don't want to retire and earn a lot less right before I retire because it's going to bring my benefit come crashing down because that 35-year average will now be coming way down. Well, that doesn't typically happen either. You would have to have many, many years of lower income for that to occur. And then finally, we hear this quite often where people will say, hey, I've heard that I can, if my spouse's FRA and if they're drawing, I can draw 50% of theirs while leaving mine alone to continue accruing. Let me repeat that. If my spouse is drawing at their FRA, I can draw 50% of theirs while leaving mine to continue to accrue. And actually, Social Security Administration is trying to lock this one down. They're trying to get rid of this provision. That used to be true if you were born 1954 or earlier. You could do that. Now they're shutting this down. If you're born 1955 or after, you can't just draw off your spouse's record while leaving yours alone.
But check with them directly because there are exceptions to a lot of these situations.
Yes. Yes. Very, very good information. As we talk about anything involving the government, a lot of times there are certain nuances and exceptions. That is for sure. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial and their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310 or toll-free 877-235-1310. So how many credits do we need then to, as far as that qualification? There is a formula there when it comes to credits you need to qualify for Social Security benefits.
Yes, so Malia was talking about how do they calculate it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about qualifying. So qualifying, in order to qualify, you have to have 40 credits. Of course, what the heck is a credit?
Yes.
Well, a credit is, in any given year, $1,320 of earned income or FICA eligible income. And so if you earn $5,280 in a year, which is 1320 times four, that means that in that year, if you earn at least $5,280, you're going to get four credits for the year. You can't get more than four credits in any one year. Okay, so you can get up to four credits per year multiplied by 10. That gives us our magical 40 number, which is why you'll hear people say you got to work for 10 years before you can get Social Security benefits. It's actually not technically true because of how they apply the credits, but you get the point. 40 credits is what qualifies you for a benefit. So again, 40 credits, about 10 years, qualifies you for benefits. Now, what that benefit will be, which is that 35-year average that Malia was talking about, inflation adjusted.
Yeah, and the dollar per credit changes slightly every single year. So next year, it'll be probably up about $3 or $4, just so people understand that.
Very good stuff to know. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Telephone number 442-5637. You can find Kloss Financial online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. You heard the 40 credits equaling 10 years of work. Maybe you're asking the question, what if I haven't earned enough credits? What do you need to know about that? We will find out from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending time with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. Also, want to hold on to that telephone number because in just a moment we'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week. But first, before we get to that, another important thing is, of course, people start asking the questions of, okay, let's say I haven't earned enough credits to collect Social Security. now what?
Yeah, and you know, we do get this question sometimes from a spouse who hasn't worked, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the clients are about to turn 65 or 62 or 63, and they're like, you know, is my spouse going to get anything? And people really don't know the answer all the time to this. So to set everybody at ease, to qualify for spouse benefits, so if you have not worked and had your own credits, you first of all need to be at least 62 years old, okay, unless there's a widow's benefit or something like that, or disability. And secondly, if you're caring for a child entitled to receive benefits on your spouse's record who's younger than age 16 or disabled, there's that category as well. But if you start receiving benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, this is what you need to know. You're going to get 50% of the monthly benefit your spouse would receive if their benefits started at full retirement age. As CJ talked about earlier, you're going to have them reduced. They're going to be permanently reduced if you start drawing them before full retirement age. So if you start at 62, similar to what he said, you're going to get 35% of the monthly benefit instead of 50% because you're getting the benefits for an additional 48 months. So people don't understand this on the front end that you're only going to collect 50%. And they also don't understand that, unfortunately, when someone passes, that benefit goes away. So the spouses are going to be left with the higher of the two benefits when someone passes away. And when we're doing our financial planning with clients, that's an important aspect because if there's not a significant amount of assets that they can draw off of and they're depending, okay, I got both Social Security, suddenly one goes away, mm-hmm. that could have a serious impact. And there's nothing we can do about that. Once it's gone, it's gone.
But the good news here is you could be a spouse who didn't work your whole life and your spouse did to support the family, let's say, and they earned a really great income. You're going to get half their benefit, mm-hmm. right? This is actually one of the reasons that we would argue Social Security is not doing well financially, is that people who never contributed a dollar into the system can actually get half the benefit of somebody who contributed a boatload into the
system.
Good
reason to get married.
Right.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did say that.
We were all thinking it though, Malia. Thank you. Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website. Great information, a lot of great information on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a fantastic one as always, a $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many credits do you need to have to qualify to receive retirement benefits through Social Security? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Home Depot. Again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, great to see you both. You have a great week.
Thanks.
You too.
Matt Kittle comes your way next. He's in for Dan here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.